It's third hour at Western Sky Middle School in Goodyear.
Are you nervous?
It's a critical transition time, not only academically, but socially and emotionally as well. So imagine what it's like to be among the two children in each classroom estimated by the Center for Disease Control to be suffering with a mental health disorder, like Tourette's.
I'm Alexandra Hill, and I'm 13 years old, and I have tics, like shake my head, roll my eyes, and vocal tics, which squeaks or accents.
His mother, Krista, came face to face with it when he started third grade.
He was going to a school in a different neighborhood, and I was tucking him in at night, and he said, "I'm not like the other kids." And that's when I knew something was going on.
Until recently, doctors prescribed medication to try and control the tics.
It gave me really bad anxiety.
This summer, they turned to neurologist Dr. David Sprecher at Banner Sun Health to try comprehensive behavioral intervention, a non-prescription therapy allowing Xander to redirect his own behavior. On this visit, Xander is singularly focused on a box filled with toys while experiencing a round of tics.
When people repeat themselves or others, we call it palilalia or echolalia, and that can get people into trouble.
Do you feel like it's coming on when it starts to hit?
It just happens, really. I can't really detect it.
It's actually a lot more common than we thought. It affects about 4.5 boys for every one girl that has it.
Dr. Sprecher estimates about one in every 100 middle school students suffer from full-on Tourette's, where there are vocal and physical tics. He suspects there are many more undiagnosed when you consider milder symptoms.
The motor or the vocal alone, it may be as many as 3% or more of children.
Their symptoms are often masked by another psychiatric condition.
Attention deficit, hyperactivity disorder, sensory processing, obsessive compulsive disorder, and then depression, anxiety, temper tantrums.
Keep in mind, the CDC found the more cognitive disabilities are present in children ages 12 to 17, the more vulnerable they are to suicide.
I have to shout for him to hear me, So then he gets a little frustrated.
But then he gets a little frustrated.
There you have it.
Like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that something you do several times a day? Echo other people?
People, I don't know what they would do to me if I did it, so I try to suppress as much as I can. But I know my parents understand.
All right. Do we have a norm?
In his language arts class, Xander's classmates know what to expect.
Whenever he gets angry, sometimes he'll like shout out or something, and so I can go over and talk to him and be like, "It's okay, you have time to do this now. Work on it now and we can talk later." And
part of the reason is Krista went on the offense to find support for Tourette's.
I am the chairperson of the Arizona chapter for the Tourette Association of America.
She set out to educate herself and the school.
We wanted to educate the whole sixth grade population because a lot of the kids were coming from different elementary schools and weren't familiar with Xander.
School saw it as an opportunity to talk about the struggles all kids face with cognitive disorders. Talking to classmates, they're enlightened.
I'm Jackson Hamblin. I'm from 7th grade at Western Sky Middle School. I found out this year that he had Tourette's.
He says he'd heard what other kids thought about the disorder.
Kids say that Tourette's makes you weird and that's what the fidget cubes are for, and I think it's really rude.
So does Xander's longtime friend Amanda Huesma.
They shouldn't make fun of someone for something they can't do anything about. It's like saying, "Hey, your eyes are weird," when you can't change them.
Things have come a long way. There's been a lot of work over decades through advocacy groups like Tourette Association of America to raise awareness.
You know, educating people is key to acceptance, whether they be in a wheelchair or a cognitive disability.
It is your job to make sure that everybody in the group is being encouraged and supported in answering the questions.
Because I'm just a normal kid who wants to fit in.
Holiday Moore, KJZZ News, Phoenix.